Hiking means hitting the rugged outdoors, right? Well, no. Think about cities as in downtowns. San Francisco has a 17-mile trail, and Boston, well, has one that goes even further. Not that it's counting. The freelance writer Miles Howard has mapped out a 25-mile route through the city, and in this essay, he explains it's been an exercise tonic to his pandemic stress.
I think what pandemic hiking did for me in that first year was it actually gave me a sense of scale and control that was different from the, you know, incomprehensible dangers of the pandemic, which were so huge at that point. It kind of boiled down, you know, part of my morning or afternoon to, okay, for now, I'm going to go out into the woods, I'm going to find a way to walk to this point, and I'm going to get back to my house in one piece, ultimately. Boston has such an unbelievable wealth of parks and green spaces to explore. All that someone really has to do is look at a map and figure out which paths and streetwalks connect to make the most interesting hiking sequence through here. And that's basically what I did. So right now we're at the crossroads of Bynner and Huntington here, and we are starting to go up the back of Parker Hill. Our destination is the hill summit where New England Baptist Hospital is located. And tucked within the residential areas on the back of the hill there are some surprising pockets of really rustic woods that we're going to go through. This is one of the areas that actually I stumbled upon by accident years before even mapping this trail right here. I was trying to get to a friend's house for a party. I took a wrong turn and I found myself quite suddenly in this really dense pocket of woods, which we're going to reach soon, that contained a boulder as big as a house. This is near a rock. It's one of Boston's urban wilds. These little parcels of rustic woods that are preserved within the city, even surrounded by more developed areas. And we're going to go right through this one. I think I've always loved the idea of bringing elements of the backcountry to the city. This final push to the top of the hill we're going to take is something that doesn't show up on most maps, not even all trails. Some people call these stairs the reservoir steps, because at one point there was going to be a large reservoir swimming area on top of Parker Hill back in the early 1900s, I believe. But yeah, if you look over the street here, you can see the entrance to this staircase. You know, as you can see, these steps are kind of an access route to a lot of these houses, and they have, some of them have mailboxes right on the side here. I guess this is how the how their letters are dropped off, ultimately. Imagine climbing this on your mail route each day. So we're kind of in this this tunnel of trees and shrubs up here growing right near the top of Parker Hill. And I mean, if you look through the trees, you can kind of see some of the infrastructure of New England Baptist Hospital up here. And to our right, we've got the backyards of a bunch of homeowners. When I did this route originally, you reach this T intersection at the top of these stairs. I took a left the first time and actually did end up right in somebody's backyard at that point. So you want to go right when you get up here. Even back in the spring when I was first doing this trail scouting, some of the trees were already sprouting up here, but now it's just like, you know, a green inferno in the best sense. I decided that, you know, the underlying idea of this trail would be, what are the green spaces in Boston that are most capable of making you forget that you're in a city, of just inundating you with, you know, understory and overstory so much that you feel like you're, you know, in the woods quite suddenly, inexplicably. Every time I come up here, I kind of have to, you know, prep myself for reacclimating back into Boston just a few paces away. I think that there's certainly the possibility that over the years I might have done some version of this trail in a very gradual, piecemeal fashion, but I'm not sure if I ever really would have thought of walking across a city as an act of hiking if I hadn't done it when we were living through the first year of this crisis. There have been times when I've been walking through here and I've seen people in their back stoop having a glass of wine in the evening, and we've had a conversation, you know, mid-trail, and it's been really nice. Another type of interaction I've had quite often on the trail is people just so overcome by the immensity of the woods that they're in that they can't help but just share that kind of awe with people around them. It's this exchange where you happen upon somebody and they just go like, man, can you believe this? And, you know, you're looking out over the trees and the rocks and the streams and you're just like, yeah, man, I know. You kind of stand there together for a few minutes just nodding at the grandeur of the woods around you, and it's just a little shared moment of being quietly humbled by what the city has cultivated and preserved all these years.
That's Miles Howard, freelance writer in Boston. His essay was produced by member station WBUR, and we will link you to it at hereandnow.org.